The Diary of Juliet Thompson, June 5th. The master has begun to pose for me. He had said, "Can you paint me in a half hour?" "A half hour, my lord," I stammered, appalled. "I can never finish a head in less than 2 weeks." "Well, I will give you 3 half hours. You mustn't waste my time, Juliet." I went in a panic. He was waiting for me in the entrance hall, a small space in the English basement where the light, not much of it, comes from the south. In fact, I found myself faced with every kind of handicap. I always paint standing, but now I was obliged to sit, jammed so close to the window, because of the lack of distance between the master and me, that I couldn't even lean back. No light, no room. And I had brought a canvas for a life-size head. The master was seated in a corner, his black abba melting into the background. And again I saw him as the face of God, and quailed. How could I paint the face of God? "I want you," he said, "to paint my servitude to God." "Oh, my Lord," I cried. "Only the Holy Spirit could paint your servitude to God. No human hand could do it. Pray for me or I am lost. I implore you, inspire me." "I will pray," he answered, "and as you are doing this only for the sake of God, you will be inspired." And then an amazing thing happened. All fear fell away from me, and it was as though someone else saw through my eyes, worked through my hand. All the points, all the planes in that matchless face were so clear to me that my hand couldn't put them down quickly enough, couldn't keep pace with the clarity of my vision. I painted in ecstasy, free as I had never been before. At the end of the half hour, the foundation of the head was perfect.